We'll start with 15 minutes of Torah Rav Shechter, but we're not going to be doing Eretz HaTzvi today. We're going to be doing something Yom Kippur related for the 15 minutes of Torah Rav Shechter. Once again, this comes from the beautiful Sefer that was put together by Dr. Alan Weissman on Rav Shechter on the Moadim. There's a beautiful piece Rav Shechter essentially says over from the Rav, as he says much of his Torah over from the Rav, but this one... It was really very largely based on Rav Soloveitchik. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Tshuva that Yom HaKippurim, the day of Yom Kippur itself, who's man tshuva lakol, it's a zman tshuva for everybody, and then the Rambam gets specific, liyachid ularabim, for individuals and for the masses, v'huketz mechila uslicha liyisrael. And it's the finality of the slicha and the mechila, which hopefully is happening over the course of the Asaras Mitzvah, li Yisrael, for the Jewish people. And Rav Soloveitchik points out in Al HaTshuva that there are two distinct elements that the Rambam is referring to over here when he says l'rabim and when he says l'Yisrael. One might think that l'rabim and l'Yisrael mean the same thing. Yachid is an individual, l'rabim is everybody. Yisrael is also everybody. He says no, they mean two different things. That there's an individual, there are many individuals, and then there's something called tzibur, Knesset Yisrael. Those are many individuals is not the same as a tzibur. And Yom Kippur provides kapara for individuals who work together as a group and for the group that is called Knesset Yisrael. And Rav Soloveitchik saw this double kapara in the nusach of the middle bracha of the Yom Kippur Shmona Esrei, the bracha of Kedushas Hayom. We say, Baruch Ata Hashem, Melech Mochel V'Soleach L'Avonosenu V'Avonos Amo Beis Yisrael. We say, Avonosenu, that's the Averos of Yechidim, Avonos Amo Beis Yisrael, the Avonos of the tzibur, two categories of kapara on Yom Kippur, and a kapara of a yachid and a kapara of a tzibur. A tzibur is, Klal Yisrael is an entity, it's an independent entity that achieves kapara for those things that a tzibur needs kapara for. What would a tzibur need kapara for? Well, there's certain things that you can't point to any single person and blame, but as a tzibur, maybe we've fallen short of developing the proper communal institutions, for example. Let's say you have a community that doesn't have a kupa, a tamchul, it doesn't have a mikveh, a yeshiva, or whatever, things that a community is supposed to have. So who's the individual you're going to point to and say, oh, you were the one that was supposed to build the mikveh, you were the one that was supposed to... No, there's no one, it's not an individual's obligation, it's a community's obligation, and therefore the community requires kapara for those things that are communal. Now that communal nature of the kapara that the Rambam highlights is really goes back to what Yom HaKippurim initially was, the very first Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur is when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, with Ruach HaShmios, Salachti Kedvarecha, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has forgiven Bnei Yisrael for the Chet HaEgel. The Chet HaEgel was a Chet of Avodah Zarah. Now it's so fascinating because Avodah Zarah is unique amongst Averos, that Avodah Zarah can be violated in one way by a Yachid, and has an entirely different set of halachos when Avodah Zarah is violated by a tzibur. Unlike other, let's say you have an entire tzibur, it's Mechal Shabbos. So it's a bunch of people who are Mechal Shabbos, but there's no such thing as a tzibur of Mechal Shabbos. By Avodah Zarah, there actually is such a thing. It's an entirely unique Avera. What do we call it if an entire tzibur does Avodah Zarah? Ir Hanidachas, it becomes Nir Hanidachas, and it has different halachos. All of its property has to be destroyed, the city can never be rebuilt, the people are executed by the sword. The Or Sameach in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Perek Dal, Halacha Aleph, says that this is, you see very clearly that we're not treating them with the same din as Yechidim. It now becomes an Averus HaTzibur. So if the original Kapar of Yom HaKippurim was meant to address the sin of Avodah Zarah, and Avodah Zarah itself is an Averus, that is Naveras HaYachid as well as Naveras HaTzibur, it's Mistaver that Yom Kippur is going to provide a kapara for the Averas HaYachid and Averas HaTzibur. There is a minhag to give tzedakah or to pledge tzedakah in memory of someone, L'zecher Nishma, somebody in Yom Kippur. That's why we say Yizkar in Yom Kippur. It's not really about the Yizkar, it's more about the pledge of tzedakah that goes along with the Yizkar. I remember my first year, my third, fourth year as a shul rabbi, know, thank God I'm fortunate to have two living parents, so I always walk out for Yizkor. Someone told me 3-4 years into it, by the way, you should know that as part of Yizkor, we say that the rabbi is going to give tzedakah. Like, I had no idea that was part of the text of Yizkor, so I wasn't giving tzedakah. I had no idea that I was supposed to, but they're making a pledge on my behalf that I'm going to give tzedakah. Ba'ad haskaras nishmasam, for the neshamos of you. But there is this minhag on Yom Kippur that we say Yizkor, and the idea of it is to give tzedakah, because Yom Kippur can even achieve kapara for the people who are deceased, for the dead. Yom HaKippurim, it's not Yom Kippur, it's Yom HaKippurim in the plural, because there's a double kapara, the Mishnah Berurah writes in Tafresh Chaval Sukkot Yudches, a double kapara, kapara for the living, and kapara for the mesim. And by the Egla Rufa, what do the Quran say? Kaper la'amcha Yisrael asher padisa Hashem. And the Gemara in Horios and Davav says that if this is a kapara, when we do an Egla Rufa, even for the Yotzei Mitzrayim, the Asher Padisa Hashem means it's a kapara for our ancestors who left Mitzrayim, that we're achieving kapara not just for those who are here, but for those who are deceased. But the problem is that how does that work? Isn't there a rule? The Gemara tells us in Masechet Zvachim, Ein kapara lemesim. A person is chayv to bring a korban and a chatas, and he dies. A chatas shemesim ba'ale, you can't bring as a korban chatas because he's already dead. You can't bring a kapara for someone who's already died. So how does it work that the egla rufa and Yom HaKippurim is mechaper for mesim? There is no kapara for mesim. Someone, let's say, it's true of all types of kapara that we assume it doesn't apply to mesim. Kofer, the money that you pay when you own an ox and your ox kills a person. So kufra kapara, right? Kofar serves as kapara. So that's not considered a monetary restitution for the loss that was caused by the ox. I mean, your ox goes and steps on someone's kli and breaks it. Okay, good. So you'll pay for the kli. You'll reimburse them for the value of what they lost. When the ox kills someone, the fact that there's a set payment that you have to give when the ox kills, that shows you it's not monetary compensation, it's kapara. And Tosfos in Baba Kama Daf Mem Gimel points out a number of differences between that which is kapara and that which is mamona. And one of the differences is that Beis Din does not collect kofar from Yorshim. It only collects mamon from Yorshim, but not kofar. Why not? Why wouldn't we collect kofar from Yorshim? Because Ein kapara lemesim. You can't have a kapara for a mace. So the question begs itself, if ein kapara lemesim, why is it that Yom HaKippurim is mechaper lemesim, and why is it that Egla Rufa is mechaper lemesim? So the Marsham in Mishpat Shalom, Simin Reshid Beis, explains that when it comes to Egla Arufa, there's a difference between kaparas hayachid and kaparas hatzibur. Yeah, ein kapara lemesim is when the individual needs kapara. I personally am chayev v'chatas, and then the person who's chayev v'chatas dies, so there's no kapara lemesim. But when it comes to kaparas hatzibur, the case of the Egla Arufa, once the kapara is achieved for the people who are alive, the kapara extends to the deceased as well. That's the way kaparas hatzibur works. Kaparas hatzibur is Knesset Yisrael. And yes, people die, but Knesset Yisrael never dies. Knesset Yisrael is always still around, and we're all connected through the Mesim as well. And that explains a Brisa, Maseches Makos, Tafir Aleph and Beis. The Brisa tells us someone kills Bishogeg, goes to an Ir Miklat, right? In the Ir Miklat, the guy dies. What do? We bury him in the Ir Miklat. What happens if the Kohen Gadol then dies after the fellow who killed Bishogeg was dead and buried in the Ir Miklat? Then the Kohen Gadol dies. So we remove the body from the cemetery in the Ir Miklat, and we rebury him with his family, in the Kivrei Beis Avos of his family. So apparently, what does the death of the Kohen Gadol accomplish? It accomplishes kapara for the rotschim. It accomplishes kapara for people who murdered Bishogeg. Well, guess what? This guy who murdered Bishogeg is dead. How does it accomplish kapara for him? Because apparently the dead people can combine with the living to form a single tzibur, and kapara could be granted on that level. And that's what Rav Soloveitchik explains in Ala Tshuva, the dual nature of Kapara and Yom Kippurim, he connects it to the Machlokas Tanaim in Maseches Yuma. Well known Machlokas Tanaim of Daf Pei Hei Beis in Maseches Yuma. Is Yom Kippurim Mechaper even without tshuva? Do you gain just like automatic atonement on Yom Kippurim, or does it require tshuva along with Yom Kippurim? Shita of Rebbe is Kapara of Yom Kippur, even without tshuva. And the Itzumo Shel Yom is Mechaper. As a parenthetical note, Rav Shechter points out, you know, why would you have a machlokas about that? L'may nafkamina, right? Are you obligated to do tshuva? Yes, of course you are. It's a mitzvah to do tshuva. So l'may nafkamina la'alacha, whether Yom Kippur is Mechaper without tshuva, Yom Kippur is not Mechaper without tshuva. So he says the nafkamina might be as follows. There's a machlokas might be the maisa for a person who has an obligation to bring an asham talui. Let's say a person did an aver for which normally you'd be chayiv karis if you do mezid and you chayiv chatos if you do b'shogeg, but he's not sure that he did the aver, so he's chayiv an asham talui. So the Mishnah in Krisus, in the sixth parak of Krisus, tells us that if you're chayiv to bring an asham talui, once Yom Kippur passes, you don't bring the asham talui anymore. Yom Kippur will serve in place of the Asham Talui, because the kapara you get from Yom Kippur will replace your Asham Talui. So you see what he just did there? Now there's a nafkamina to know whether Yom Kippur is mechaper without tshuva or with tshuva, because let's say Yom Kippur passed, but you didn't do tshuva. So now do you bring the Asham Talui or not? So if you hold that Yom Kippur is mechaper without tshuva, so then you would not bring the Asham Talui. You already got your kapara. But if you all know you need tshuva to be mechaper, you would still be chayv to bring your Asham Talui because you didn't do tshuva. But anyway, going back to this machlokas, is Yom Kippur mechaper without tshuva? What exactly is this shita of Rebbe that Yom Kippur without tshuva, without vidui, without tainis, nothing? It's just automatically mechaper. I remember once years ago I was listening to the radio in the car, and it was sports radio, and there was a host. This isn't a Rav Shechter Sefer, but there was a host, Steve Summers, who apparently is a Jew, and they he talks Yiddish a little bit here and there, and someone called him up and said, "Steve, I've got a big problem. The Yankees are playing, and it's going to be Yom Kippur night, and I don't know what to do because I go to synagogue. I'm supposed to go to synagogue in Yom Kippur night. What do I do about the Yankee game?" So Steve had an immediate etzah for him. He said, "I have an idea." He says, "Why don't you watch the game and then gain instant atonement?" Right? Meaning, Shitas Rabbi. Yom Kippur is mechaper without tshuva. That you could watch the game and instant atonement, because it's Yom Kippur. That's the old joke they say, that the guy asked the rabbi, he said, "What am I going to do? It's Yom Kippur and the Yankees are playing. I don't know what to do." So the rabbi said, "Well, haven't you ever heard of a recording device?" And he said, "Yeah, but I don't know what to record, chakras or musaf." You know, Rebbe Shita, instant atonement. How do we make any sense of that? Why in the world did you have instant atonement? So Tosi Shonim and Daf Pei Heis asked the question, why was the Beis HaMikdash ever destroyed? Right? We did have Averos. So basically, no, but we had Yom Kippurs though. And all our Averos disappear in Yom Kippur, according to Rebbe, even without Tshuva. So the Beis HaMikdash never should have been destroyed because of our Averos. We never should have had time to amass enough Averos to destroy the Beis HaMikdash. That's the way Tos Yishanim asked the Kasha. Tos Yishanim says that even according to Rebbe, it's not a Kapara Gemura without Tshuva. Without Tshuva, it's only a partial Kapara. What does that mean? You know, that's a very inexact term. That's not a brisker way of formulating things. That it's a partial Kapara, not a full Kapara. So if Salvechik said, what does it mean? That there are two elements of the kapara of Yom Kippurim. This is a brisk way of formulating things. There are tzvei dinim in kaparas Yom Kippurim. There's kaparas hayachir and there's kaparas hatzibur. And Rebbe's shita is that itzumo shel yom is mechaper kaparas hatzibur. But it's not mechaper kaparas hayachir. So even a person who doesn't do tshuva, he's still part of the tzibur, even if he didn't do tshuva. So you get your kaparas hatzibur, your role as part of a tzibur that didn't fulfill its obligation of hachnas tzarchim, of bikur cholim, of whatever the communal institutions are that it needs to do, that you get even without tshuva, because the tzibur is always there. But even Rebbe would agree that an individual who does averos hayachid has to do tshuva in order to get kapara for his averos hayachid. That doesn't happen automatically. The Rambam paskins in the first paragraph of tshuva halacha gimel, like the Chacham Chachamim that you need tshuva in order to be Yom Kippur to be Mechaper. And Rav Soloveitchik explained that that the reason that I'm passing that way is that if the Kapar of Yom Kippur would only consist of Kapar Satzibur, then Ein Achinami, you wouldn't need tshuva to be Mechaper. And the Rambam writes actually explicitly in the previous halach that the Kapara of the Seira Mishtaleach, which is clearly a Kapar Satzibur, works even without tshuva. I mean, if you were able to isolate just Kaparas HaTzibur, Ein Achinami, it would not require any tshuva. But Kaparas HaYachid apparently joins up with Kaparas HaTzibur on Yom HaKippurim. Yeah, the Seira Mishtaleach is separate. That's only Kaparas HaTzibur. But what Yom HaKippurim, the day itself, does for us, it does both things, Kaparas HaYachid and Kaparas HaTzibur. And since the Kaparas HaYachid, by definition, is going to require tshuva, so the sheet of the Chavim is, therefore, the Kaparas HaTzibur of Yom Kippur in particular, since there is already that Kaparas HaYachid element to it, is the Kaparas HaTzibur is fused with the Kaparas HaYachid, and therefore also requires tshuva. So even the Kapara of Yom Kippur it requires each of us to do tshuva. But once you did tshuva, not only do you get Kaparas HaYachid, you also get your chelek of the Kaparas HaTzibur. And in that way, we can speak about the Kapara for the dead as well. The complete Tzibur of Klal Yisrael, and on a day that's called Yom HaKippurim, plural, is not only the living, but even the dead as well. And that's why they're included together, Avram Avinu, and Yitzchak Avinu, and Yaakov Avinu, and everybody throughout all the generations are all included in that Tzibur that's known as Knesset Yisrael. This theme goes on, and he goes on to describe what the concept of Klal Yisrael is, and whether a person can ever do something that takes him out of the Tzibur, that would make him not part of the Tzibur. And the answer is yes, but we're not going to get into that right now. Maybe Od Chazon L'moed, there will be other opportunities when we'll be able to discuss that.